Welcome back, everyone. It is Puzzle Minds Podcast. It feels like we haven't done this in a while. I know we did one 2 weeks ago, but it feels like it's been a month. I don't know about you, Tadiwa.
Yeah, I completely forgot we even had a podcast, dude.
Well, let's not do that because we still have this to do. So don't forget about that.
True.
Today's episode is brought to you by the letter S for superstitions. We'll be talking about superstitions around the world. I do want to make a clarification on last week's or 2 weeks episode, whatever it was, about the vanilla bean with the beaver ass. I don't want to like bring that shit up again, but I just want to make sure that it's for artificial flavoring or natural flavoring that you see on products. So there's still vanilla bean. That's not beaver ass. Just FYI. So let's start off with what's got you puzzled. You have anything that's puzzling you this week?
This week has been kind of a light week, but I feel like I'm jinxing it because it's, you know, we just started basically. But I mean, honestly, this whole, I want to say not to get political, but this whole Trump thing still has me kind of puzzled. It's like the dude clearly lost, but I saw him, he had his first, I guess, kind of like press conference since, you know, the election results came out recently. And he did the most verbal gymnastics I have seen to avoid saying conceding loss.
Is that impressive?
It is impressive. I'm impressed by the stubbornness. Impressed by, like, I've never seen him talk more eloquently when it is to avoid saying that he lost the election versus, you know, just either say like, yep, I lost. But basically he was talking about, go ahead.
Do you think he would be a really good salesman? Like he would teach a course, like, you know, those, like those tele, you know, people call the call centers. You think he'd be a really good person to teach him?
He is a billionaire from being a businessman. So he has to be a good salesman. I assume that's when those skill sets kicked in because this dude basically was talking about the, he was talking about basically, how the transition administration, how things are gonna go forward once, you know, January comes around. Right. And the administration's switch. He basically, rather than saying, you know, once I'm done, I don't know what the Biden administration is going to do, which is what he should have said. Because saying Biden administration technically would be him admitting that he lost the election. He said, come January, I don't know what's going to happen. But this administration more than likely will not be doing this, that, and that.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, like it was the effort. The fact was, I noticed the effort he put into not saying, you know, the Biden administration. And I'm like, man, it got me thinking, like, we always talk about how pride is something that everyone needs to have, right? But we've never talked about the negative side of the pride. And I think he's a perfect example where he maybe is in his head, he did not lose. Like he has some sort of rationale in his head that I'm sure he believes. And I'm like, dude, pride can be insane at times.
Yeah. Pride could be, I guess, an Achilles tendon for some people.
It can be. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So what's got me puzzled is this thing that someone had told me at work. It was a coworker, and he said that so we were talking about nostalgic stuff back in the day. You know, it's a plug for checking out, I think it was episode 19 with Craig about nostalgic stuff. So definitely check that one out if you haven't yet. But we were talking about nostalgic stuff, and he had mentioned that he put batteries in the freezer to prolong their lives. And I was like, what the hell? I've never heard of that before. And
I've heard of that. Yeah.
You've heard of that? Have you done it?
I've heard of it. I haven't done it, but I've heard of it. Yeah, I heard of it. Like, to me, the reason why I've heard of it, but I always wondered if it actually works because I always was understanding that like cold weather drains batteries. Like your car battery, you know, in the wintertime probably is getting more drained than during the summertime. So I was wondering why putting batteries in the freezer.
I think it kind of, maybe it depends on what type of battery you have, like a lithium ion battery or the other kind of battery. But from my limited sample size of three people asking, they've all said it works. To the extent that it works, I don't know, but.
Like, are the batteries dead and then they come back to life?
Or is it? I'm assuming that it. Like, it's not that it's dead. It's just that, you know, instead of it lasting like 1 hour, it'll last 2 hours. I don't know how it works, but, you know, someone had mentioned that. I was like, oh, damn, I've never heard of that.
That seems like a good thing. That seems like a good thing to know when you need, like, exactly that amount of time to get out of something. Like, you're stuck in the middle of, I don't know, like, some frozen like terrain.
Battle. Like a Pokemon gym battle. And you're like, damn, this is going on forever. Like, fighting the Elite Four. There you go. And you're like, exactly. Oh, shit, you know? You don't have enough battery.
The Pokedex is not working. God damn it. You know, but yeah, you. I would imagine, like, if you're stuck in a situation where you need just a little bit of juice out of batteries to get a phone call off or to do something, just throw your phone, just throw the batteries into a little pile of snow for like 30 minutes. Mm. Hopefully they charge up. Like, if assuming this is true, though.
Yeah. 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 So, I don't know. I just thought that was really interesting because I've never heard of that before. But if you know, let us know if that's true or not, if you had any experience with that. But other than that, I think we're going to start off with superstitions. A lot of mine have to deal with death. I realized after I was looking at my list, I was like, shit, a lot of these are with death. So I'm going to start off with non-death, go through death, and then end with non-death. If that disturbs you, then keep listening anyway. So I want to start off with like knocking on wood. So do you knock on wood whenever, you know, like you drink something?
100%. That's actually one I do follow.
Mm. Yeah, I do too. And I don't really understand why I do it. So I looked more into it. And, you know, so for people that don't know, whenever you jinx yourself, like, what's an example? I can't think of anything else off my head.
Like, if you say something negative that has a high probability of potentially happening, but it just hasn't happened to you, like, you know, people say, you know, like, oh, I hope you get cancer or some shit like that. That's something that people be like, yep, knocking wood. As a matter of fact, I'm about to knock on wood for saying that.
Yep, me too.
But yeah.
People can't hear that's us knocking on wood.
Yeah, so that's one of them. Typically, it's something that has a realistic probability of happening.
Yeah, so the origin of that, I think, goes back to, I think, European descent. And any, like, churchgoers would touch woods that were, I guess, claimed from the cross. And so they always seen it as like a connection to, you know, like the divinity, good luck, stuff like that. Hmm. But now my question is, why do we knock on wood, like everyday wood, that's not coming from the cross?
Well, I guess it's just it's like symbolization of that wood. I mean, certain things take on a life initially and they kind of evolve. So mm-hmm. I think that's where we're doing the evolved version of it, where it's like, what am I supposed to do? Run to the nearest church and then, you know, bust in the mass and be like, sorry guys, I just told a guy to, you know, go fuck himself. So I need to make sure that he doesn't actually go and fuck himself. So, but,
that's actually I never thought about that. I was just thinking like some people have crosses in their, some people have crosses in their homes, but I don't think those are, obviously they're not from the cross, but I guess maybe they're from the they're blessed from the church, and maybe that's a extension of it. Maybe I don't know. I don't even know if that's like sacrilegious to do that. But let's just stick with altar wood, not the actual cross.
Yeah. Word. All right. So I got one for you. Got one for you guys. I don't know anyone who does this, but I mean, it's something that seems harmful, but this also apparently is pretty bad. So never placing two mirrors opposite of each other. So simply, you know, put two mirrors and have them face each other, right? So if you do this, typically it's just you get a cool result. It looks like an infinite corridor, right?
Yeah, looks cool. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, it looks cool, right? But in Mexican culture, apparently, facing two mirrors opens a doorway for the devil.
So my question is, does that matter where you do that? For instance, so there was a museum that came to Washington a few years ago. I'm not sure if you went. It was like the Infinite Mirrors. Did you ever go to that?
No.
So essentially it was a room full of mirrors. And by that logic, I opened up the seven gates of hell.
You probably did. Definitely did.
I'm not sure if, you know, location makes a difference, because what if you do that at a haunted house? What if a haunted house has two mirrors? And what is?
See, it's not like you have to like go to like some go to a graveyard, you know, kill a goat along the way, drink its blood, and then do this. Yeah. It's like just doing it. Period.
Well, but I'm saying though, like, does that amplify it? I guess if you go with the notion that haunted houses, I believe that haunted houses are like a portal they're like a gateway to another dimension with spirits.
Or you're just using that as an example?
No, I do. I really believe that. That's why I don't go to haunted houses. Yeah, I feel like haunted houses are like hotspots. And they're like the portal that spirits can go in and out of other dimensions.
Dude, that's an interesting one. I've never looked at it that way. And I'm a pretty superstitious person to a certain degree with certain things like that. But I've looked at haunted houses as just fun. I look at Ouija boards as like, you know, that is a fucking dimension way to demonic, you know, gate waiting to be opened.
Yeah.
But haunted houses, I don't know. I've never looked at it that way.
Well, I guess, okay, so let's just go with that idea that they are, you know, I guess like portals between different dimensions. So if you do that in a haunted house, if a haunted house has two mirrors, does that amplify it?
Let's say you're right, then hell yeah. Let's say you're right about the haunted house thing. It's like haunted house is a environment where it's more spiritually sensitive. Let's use that, right?
There you go. I like that. Spiritually, I would say, sensitive.
Yes. Then probably doing that is probably, it's like the difference between I do it in my room, the devil probably has to like squeeze through a little small portal, versus haunted house, this dude's driving his Cadillac through that door. So I would assume it's that.
Yeah, that, oh man, it was such a, so that Washington, museum that we went to, my wife and I, it was really, really cool. But now I'm like, shit, man, I gotta tell her, I think we opened up the gates of hell. So
dude, that shit is scary, man, because I don't know. Yeah. But I just, it's one of those things where now that I learned this, because I didn't know this. Just literally, like when I was doing a little research for our episode, I was like, I had no idea. And I'm pretty sure I've probably unknowingly or joking around done this before.
I want to see if any one of our listeners really believes in this. The only thing, if you believe in this, let us know as well. We will definitely hear your opinion, because, you know, neither of us are of Mexican descent, but I would be really interested to hear if anyone believes in that as well. Yeah. Going on the death scenario, this is one from the homeland, so shout out to the Philippines. Don't go home after a funeral.
I've heard of that one.
Peg, you've heard of that one.
Pack, pack. Well, pack, pack, right? Yeah.
I've heard of that. Oh, damn. You might be more Filipino than I am. So
been around the block, bro.
Yeah. So for people that don't know, what do you say? Pack, pack?
Pack, pack, yeah.
Pack, pack. And that.
Well, I don't know if that's how you pronounce it, but that's how I read it, at least.
let's just go with that then. For, you know, you don't go straight home after a funeral or anything like that, I guess, because they believe that spirits may tag along, kind of attached to you. And I guess a lot of people maybe go to like a different, like a shop or a store that I guess the spirit would drop off at, which actually that doesn't, now that I say that, that doesn't really make sense, because what's going to stop them from just like, hey, you're at a store, so I guess I'll stop here. Like,
well, I guess they're implying that the spirit will be left, it'll attach itself to the store, like, or something like that. So maybe you give the bad luck to the store instead of bringing that straight back to your crib.
But that's just assuming that the first place that you stop at is where it goes. Like what I'm saying is like, how does it know? Like,
you know what, dude? If we're dealing with intellectual ghosts, then your question is a problem. You're like, what if the spirit has GPS to my door at my house, and then he stops at the store and is like, cool, I'll meet you at your house. Like, dude, either way, if you're in this situation and a ghost is following, you're probably fucked. But let's say you go to a Gucci store and this ghost died, you know, wearing Gucci. It's like, oh, dude, I want to actually stay here for the rest of my, you know, eternity. Bam, there you go.
Do you think that's what 2 Chainz meant when he said bury me in a Gucci store?
That's exactly what he meant, dude. 100%, dude. I talked to him yesterday and that's what he said.
He is I guess he is Filipino now, so shout out
to him.
That one I never really heard about it, but now that we've mentioned it, here, knock on wood, I have yet to go to a funeral. I've yet to be, you know, to attend a funeral, I guess that's the way to say it. And fortunately, you know, I've never had to do that, so I've never really had to think about that. But, you know, pending that I have to attend one in the future, I think I'm going to go to like Popeyes and just take a stop there and eat some chicken, and then hopefully the ghost will not tag along to wherever I end up at.
True, this is true. And also it probably depends on the race of the ghost. Black ghost, yeah, that ghost is probably staying at Popeyes. But if you got yourselves a non-black ghosts or any of else, I don't know. You might have to, if you get a white ghost, you might have to go to Starbucks real quick and then run back home and be like, psych! And then the ghost will be attacked to
Starbucks. Hit him with the juke.
Exactly. Like, damn it! I was going to go to his house, but since we're at Starbucks.
Yeah, which one do you have next after that?
So I have an interesting one. So this is a Japanese one. This also kind of still around the realm of death, unfortunately. I promise, guys, we'll switch it up because it's kind of eerie. But this
I'm
one
not
has to
switch it up. I'll tell you that right now.
we're getting darker.
Yeah.
But this one is basically pretty much this. Actually, the way you when you sleep, the direction of your head points. This one pretty much says like. Pretty much is they don't sleep with your head pointing to the north because it actually has to deal with the way people are buried. So essentially, you're sleeping in the same position that people are laid to rest, and they imply that it just brings about bad luck.
Hold up. Let me get my phone real quick. Let me make sure that I'm not sleeping north.
Yeah. So that's it. And it's because this is one that I was like, wait a second.
Yeah.
Like you almost have to sleep with a compass on your compass on your forehead and be like, make sure that thing is not facing north. Otherwise, you might be having problems soon.
I wonder, oh fuck, wait a minute.
And I wonder if sleeping north means like...
Oh no, I'm good. I sleep south. FYI, if people want to know, if you have an iPhone, you type in compass and you can see if you sleep north or not. So my head faces, or my feet face south, so I'm good. Yeah.
Wait, if your feet face south, but your head faces north, it's your head.
Oh shit.
Your head is the issue, not your feet. So if your head is facing north, bro.
Shit. All right. I'm going to have to take a picture and then I'm going to send it to you because now I'm nervous. no, yeah, that's really interesting because I've heard something separate and it was more so of don't have your bed facing the doorway, like your feet towards the door, because I guess there's a superstition that, you know, something will pull you out of the door. That's why you sleep with your head towards the door.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
I mean,
I didn't look it up, but this is something that my mom
sounds like
me.
Something I only think of now. Like I never would have thought of that. You know? I've never been like some demon's gonna open for my feet. Like he was gonna walk by my room, but since the door was open, my feet is like, oh, I gotta grab this dude now. He's just asking for it. I've never heard of that one though.
Okay, yeah, I might have to do a little add on to that a little bit later. I wanna touch up on a little bit more about the Japan one. This is again with death, but this is more so of graveyards. And so, do you hold your breath whenever you pass by a cemetery?
No, I don't.
Do you do you tuck in your thumb as well?
To be honest, I don't do anything. I just walk on by. Well, I do make the sign of the cross actually.
Every single time.
If I'm aware, not every single time, that'd be a lie. I'm paying attention, I do, but
why do you do the sign of the cross?
For me, it's just like paying respect. I always feel like it's one it's like paying respect, and two, it's almost like if there's like an angry ghost and he's gonna like possess somebody's body, but he's like, oh, I'm gonna fuck this black guy up. But I was like, oh, wait, he made the sign of the cross. He's a nice dude. All right, I'll get the next guy. That's what, honestly, there's some selfishness behind it. I'm like, he's not gonna possess a guy to just pay respect. So
kind of like a cloak.
Pretty much.
Like a holy cloak. That's what
exactly.
Gotcha.
Yeah, see, yeah.
All right, so I might have to do that now, too. I'm going to add all this into my repertoire of how I approach graveyards.
Exactly. You're going to change where his bed's pointing.
So the reason,
graveyards.
Yeah, so the reason why I had mentioned that is because Japanese people think they hold their breath whenever they pass by a graveyard is because they believe that it'll, like, wake up the spirit. Or, you know, they might, like, if you breathe upon them, they essentially, you're kind of like mocking them. Like they're still alive. You're breathing like that sort of stuff. And with the finger thing. Yeah, I know. You have to hold your nose, hold your breath, hold your thumb in. There's a lot of stuff to do, but the, you know, putting your thumb, like hiding your thumb, it's, I guess it has to do with the Japanese word for thumb. It's very close to parent finger, I think that's what it says. And essentially it's protecting your parents from death. So
dude, this is a lot of stress. This is why Japanese people always stress, because they got to do all this shit just to live.
Yeah, this is a lot. And the more and more I look at it, I'm like, damn, dude, a lot of these have to do with death. So let's switch it up for 1 second. And this is actually something that I do. It's not Ireland. It's Germany. They believe that you don't cheer with water. Do you cheer with water?
Man, to mock someone, yeah.
Oh shit. Okay.
Yeah, like as a joke, you know, like when people are like, you know, when everyone's like cheersing and he's like,
yeah.
Hello, and it's just like there's that one person that's like not drinking or something like that. You know, like yeah, like I've done that before, but
oh shit. Well, that's definitely me. So I don't really drink that much anymore, and so I'm always drinking water. And it's not to it's not for this reason, but now I feel like I should not drink water whenever people are cheering. Because there's a German superstition that says that whenever you cheer with water, you're actually wishing death upon them, the people that you drink with. And so I'm thinking, what if this is a, here we go with the conspiracy, what if this is a ploy by the German beer companies for you to drink more?
Honestly, it wouldn't surprise me, considering how the world works and just 2020 in general. Like, that would be one of the conspiracies I would probably be like, it wouldn't surprise me if that's true. Like, it really wouldn't.
Yeah, so this one, like I said, I don't really drink that much anymore, so I'm always cheering with water. But, you know, for all those that I have cheered with, past, future, and present, I don't wish you death. So just FYI, I'm still going to cheer with water.
It's an interesting one.
Yeah.
So, all right. So the one I have, this one's a little bit, it's not too, I guess morbid, you can say, but this one is for the Irish actually. And they actually wear wedding belt. The Irish has been known to wear bells on their dresses. And apparently this is to ward off evil spirits that might try to ruin their marriage.
Yeah.
So as opposed to relatives who have too many spirits and end up ruining the wedding, right? So they're like, you know what? We can stop Uncle Larry for getting too wasted and saying some random shit and ruin the wedding, but we can't stop a demon from potentially ruining our entire marriage. So I guess the bells are just to kind of ward off spirits. But I'm like, I can see that. I feel like bells have had a lot of cultural impact, because yeah. I've heard of something called the devil's horn, which I believe is one of my friends in college, is like his family's crest. And I mean, granted, like, he's just told me all this, so I don't know if any of his stuff is true, but he said that like the devil's horn, even though the name probably sounds like the opposite, is actually to ward off spirits as well too. So
the
I guess
devil
sound
horn is?
It's called the devil.
That's
sound
ironic,
stuff,
isn't
yeah,
it?
The devil's horn. Yeah, exactly. So I guess it's maybe not bells per se, but sound
just
tends
sounds
to ward off spirits.
Yeah.
Like, are these some pussy ass demons? I just hear like, oh, they're like, oh god, I was gonna hunt this guy, but he just yelled, so not today.
Like, you know what? So when you mentioned that, that kind of reminds me of like a banshee, doesn't that? But like a revert, like a human form, if that makes sense.
Yeah, because banshees are always like the ghost of like.
Shriek and
yeah.
wail and stuff like
well,
that. Yeah,
well, but that's what they do, though.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm saying like this is like the reverse. Like this is a human, like
human
banshee. Yeah,
ooh,
that like
I
it
see,
kind of.
I see what you're talking about.
Yeah, so it kind of the sound of the bells is kind of like mimicking per se the wailing, the shrieking, whatever the hell it is. Yeah, that one I'm gonna have bells on my wrist. You know how people wear like the little bracelets? I'm about to have just bells all over mine. Whenever you hear me taking a shit, wiping my ass, it's gonna be jingle, jiggle, jingle. But you know what? No ghosts are gonna be up my ass. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. No ghosts getting these cheeks.
Yeah. I have two more. The one that I want to deal with has to do with Britain. And this one is actually really interesting. They believe that you should say rabbit, rabbit, just those two words every month. And you want to say it at the beginning of the month because it, I guess, symbolizes good luck. It's usually used, I guess, in Britain, and it says North America, but I've never heard anyone say rabbit, rabbit. If you have, let us know, because you're probably the only person in America that does that. So what they believed is that rabbits, you know how rabbits live underneath, like underneath the grass and stuff like that. They believe that the rabbits were somehow communicating with spirits down below in the underworld because they lived underground.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. So that I thought it was really cool. You know, that's, I never really thought about like that. So what other animals live underground? Like what? Worms, ferrets, don't they? But I wonder why rabbits Like,
maybe it's because maybe it's because that's like the thing that was like native to their lands and they saw all the time.
Oh, like yeah, I didn't think about that. Yeah, like geography or location, whatever it was. Yeah, I assume that. I guess there's a lot of rabbits in England and stuff like that.
Hmm. Yeah, wouldn't surprise me. Yeah, because I mean, aren't they the ones eating like rabbits? I could swear rabbits do is a thing over there. Pretty sure. I don't know if I ever made that up or I just heard that somewhere and I'm just recalling that fact from the deep recesses of my mind. Yeah. But I'm pretty sure there's rabbit something. It's like, I think
that's actually funny that you say that, because I was going to bring that up, but I was like, shit, I don't know if that's true or not, so I'm not going to bring it up, but I'm glad that you did.
So this one is actually a classic. So we're going back to death. I guess this whole episode is going to be dark, guys, so deal with it.
Yeah.
But so walking under a ladder, that's the one that, you know, they always say don't walk under a ladder, right? Yeah, well, this dates back to medieval times. And pretty much the reason why you don't walk under ladder is because the ladder symbolizes the gallows where people are hanged. So it just, yeah, that's the reason why. So it's pretty much just like, I guess it's all about bringing about bad luck. So things associated with death or anything that's like symbolized, like looks like a situation where death used to occur pretty prevalently, I think is where some of these superstitions start. Like even with graveyards. Have you noticed, like, well, this is kind of a side tangent, but graveyards are a place where we bury our dead, but like there's always like, I feel like people made up a superstition. It's like, if you walk past a graveyard too much or walk through graveyards, you know, you get bad luck. It's like, well, if you, what about the people?
Yeah, what if you're paying respect?
You're paying respect, or you're visiting someone that you love that died years ago. Like, are you pretty much, you know, screwing yourself every single time you do it, or what's the deal here?
I assume that you have to go with good intentions. Like, you know how,
like, if your vibe.
Yeah, if you believe in energy and stuff like that, if you come in the graveyard with good energy, good intentions, I assume that that doesn't apply to you. You know, you're going there with no foul, no harm type of thing. Like, you're just there to pay your respects and go out. But if you're, you know, if you have the intent of like mashing up graveyard stones, you know, digging up buried bodies, like stuff like that, I think that's where it comes to you.
Like, if you go there to disrespect it. Yeah. I can see that. Yeah.
So I see that now that you mentioned that, a lot of these superstitions have to do with death. And I wonder if there are any good superstitions, like positive superstitions.
I actually know a few.
I know a few.
There's one, I believe it's Turkish. Was it Turkish? I heard this because I remember when my cousins used to live in Vienna. And every now and then, you know, we'd like, whenever I was visiting them, our family would always go to like Turkey randomly just to hang out because my uncle worked for the UN and stuff like that. So pretty much there's one about like your hands, or I believe like if you scratch scratch your wrist or something like that. Like if you scratch like your right hand, it means like you'll come into money. If you scratch it to your left hand, I think you'll like endure like financial hardship or some shit like that.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I reversed it, but I know that's the
thing. It's, you know, you have it right. You have it right.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the thing. And I remember that specifically because I remember every single time we were there as growing up as kids, it's like you'd always see like, was it on banks or something like that, where it'd be like one of those things where they'd be an advertisement to get people to like come and like join a bank. You would always have, that saying was always implied, like, you know, like our hands are itching, you know, like that's good for some shit like that. I keep forgetting, but
yeah,
I remember specifically. That's like the only thing I know about Turkey, literally.
So this one, we'll end it with a positive or non-death one. Because I think
subscribe to our podcast, you'll be happy.
So this one says you don't jump over children, and this is something that my mother used to say all the time. And she was saying, she's not Turkish, by the way, so people are asking, you don't jump over children because if you do, that curses them to be short. And so my mom, she would always say, you know, I would jump over my brother, but she would jump back because he'll be short. And, you know, so this is something that we've always done, I guess, as a kid. And, you know, I'm 6'2", and, you know, my brother, you know, knock on wood, I'm sure that he has jumped over whenever he's jumped back. He is relatively tall too. I want to say he's like 6 feet-ish. And my youngest brother is also 6 feet. So I don't think that...
How many 5'8 dudes are going to go to their mom and be like, who the fuck jumped over me? Who? Who?
A moment of silence for those that have been jumped over. I apologize that people fucked you over with your height. So
exactly. However, you need to go get justice. Imagine we should just have a movie where it's pretty much the whole premise is a dude trying to figure out who jumped over him. He's 5'4" and he's trying to figure out who jumped over him 20 years ago. It's like a mysterious man. He had a hoodie on. We don't know, but he jumped right over me. I remember him.
Do you believe that jumping over people like shrinks them?
No, I mean, I've never heard about that one. I just heard, the only one I've heard about like shrinkage is that like if you start work, and it's not superstition. I just heard it. I don't know if it's science. I don't know if it's bro science, whatever, but I heard if you start working out at like a really young age, it like stunts your growth or something. Like, but like I've heard like so much bro science where my parents are like, not my parents, but I don't know who told me this, but I've heard it from multiple people
I've heard it too.
Like,
yeah,
the muscles will crush your spine, bro, and then it's your body is trying to grow, but it's pushing against all this weight, man, and you can't get up. I don't know. Like, I've heard that, and then I think I heard it enough to the point where I don't believe it, but if I have a child, you know, God willing, and he's like 9, he's lifting weights, I'm like, son, hold on a second. You don't want to do that. You know, like, I might be that guy. I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, it's better to not know. Or what is the thing? You know, it's rather that you don't do it and then...
Better safe than sorry, more or less.
Yeah, better safe than sorry. Yeah. I wonder if this has to do with animals, too. I wonder if animals jump over you, if that matters. Because my dog always jumps over me. Not that I have to grow anymore. But I wonder with like,
maybe you're about to be 6'7", maybe you're about to have a 35, you're about to have a growth spurt and now it's not going to go down because little Levi did a backflip over you while you're sleeping and yeah, you're cursed of being 6'2" now, dude.
Well, I think my height has served me well. So I think, I have nothing to worry about, but it makes me wonder. I wonder if animals, because I know that animals always jump over children and stuff like that, but I might have to tell him to jump back over, you know, my children if he ends up doing that, because I don't want non-6'2 children, I guess.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, you have anything else that you want to spiel about?
Man.
Oh, I ended that on a non-death note, so end on a non-death note.
Yeah, so people can't complain. I mean, I don't have any... I mean, these aren't super... I don't know if these are superstitions or they're just more or less like things I've just heard. I'm gonna run off a few of these. Ones are more like sexual health ones, but there's the whole one about like putting your laptop on your lap, fry your balls.
Oh, I've heard that. Okay, I don't do that either. Yeah, okay, that's a good one.
I don't do it. Yeah, I don't know if it's like true, but I know I don't do it. I didn't even do the research. I'm like, I can't risk it at all. If there's a 0.1% chance, nope, don't care. So I always put a pillow over my man Jules and just make sure they're not getting microwaved. And then there's also a similar one about showering with extremely hot water.
What is that one?
That one I heard like it. I heard this one is like lowers your. I don't know if it lowers your sperm count. Your sperm.
Yeah.
I think that's the sperm count one where it's like you be shooting more blanks more often if you're not careful.
I want to say that's not a superstition. I want to say
science to that
there's
shit.
Some relative truth to that. That might be bro science off the top of my head, but I want to say I want to say it's more sciencey than it is superstition, but someone please fact check me.
Yeah, that's number one. And then I think that's about it. I think those are the ones I just practice. So I'm just like, as you guys know, I mean, I feel like most men, about 40% of our life choices are dictated by our region down south, so we have to make sure that shit is good to go. So yeah,
what about cell phones?
Yeah, I heard something about like cell phones can cause radiation because of like, I don't know if it's because the technology is increasing and I guess the radiation output is more or some shit like that.
Yeah.
But I've just heard that, but it's something that I just, honestly, I don't follow. It's not like I'm holding my cell phone, putting it in a
glass case.
Glass case or I carry it like in my hand. I mean, I don't know. Wouldn't it surprise me if that were real though? That's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, it makes enough sense. If I find it was true, I'd be like, oh shit, okay.
This is for a What's Got You Puzzled Part 2, but this is not really a thing to talk about, more so of just wondering. Like, I wonder how children will be with people that always have their phones right next to them. you know, near their genital areas. I wonder how those kids will end up being. I wonder if there's going to be any like genetic defects, or, you know, maybe their superpowers or whatever it is. You know, I wonder what's going to happen with, because we, I don't think there's a time where we've always had something in our pockets that, you know, that's like a cell phone. And so I don't think there's any long-term that I know of any long-term effects.
I mean, within last, like, what, cell phones 10, have been around
15 years, maybe?
I want to say the whole phone addiction probably started within the last 10 years, but yeah, the cell phone's existence, I mean, they've been around
20,
like 30 years at least, you know? Because I'm pretty sure the cell phones, like, people in the 70s had cell phones. Well, I don't know, man. I feel like that's a fact that either I'm 100% right or dead wrong. I don't know.
But let's just end it with protect your balls. How about that?
Protect your balls, yeah. Protect your balls. Yeah, protect your nards and protect your pussies, people. There you go.
There you go. If you like this podcast, smash that like button, follow button for more death and more ball knowledge.
Death and destruction.
Death and ball knowledge. That's what we're here for. Follow us on our social media platforms, Puzzled Minds Podcast on Instagram, and our Twitter is Puzzled Minds Pod. Last but not least, thank you, Kayla Art, or I'm sorry, the name, what was our artist's name? Kayla, I want to say it correctly before I butcher it. It is.
Just say Kayla.
Okay, Kayla. Thank you, Kayla. You had made us a awesome drawing of Deku and Bakugo, and I can't thank you enough. So, from us, thank you wholeheartedly for working on that. It looks really awesome, and you know, we can't wait for the next art. Last but not least, thank you, Official Block of the Week, for the weekly Instagram cover arts, episode cover arts. Thank you for all that. And other than that, everyone stay puzzled.
Peace.